Welcome to the Makeover Podcast. I'm Leon, your host for today. Recently, my bosses were proud recipients of the 100 Most Influential Young Entrepreneurs Award 2019. So we sat them down to ask them to share their experiences of their journey as an entrepreneur, like how did they start their business? What are their thought process behind starting the Makeover Guys? So this was their answer. Enjoy.
The Makeover Podcast, putting the proper in property investment.
I think we have about like 12, 13 different companies together. Throughout the years of building a lot of different businesses, we were doing branding agencies, we were doing event companies, we were doing even companies like printing.
Yeah, below the line.
Yeah, below the line advertising.
Below the line, yeah. Everything. We covered almost everything in the advertising field.
Correct. So during that time, after that, what really got my interest was I started investing in properties. A lot of my friends started investing in properties, so suddenly I took a big interest in it. Mm. I attended every single class there was. I tried to do a lot of reading and try to learn as much as possible from there. So from there, I started investing in properties as well. And then I realized that, shit, it sounds also nice. You know, everyone's teaching you all the great things, which is the first part of the equation. What? How do you spot a good buy? Mm. But really, there's nobody telling you or even teaching you, there are no articles out there telling you about second part of the equation. What do you do with your properties after you get your keys? So for me, myself personally, I found that was the biggest challenge I had when it comes to property investment. I was very, very happy. The minute I get my keys, right, that joy turns into this super stressful thing because I had to figure out what to do with the property, how much I should spend. Most importantly, I spent a lot of time and a lot of weekends visiting furniture shops just to figure out, you know, buy things. And I realized that even condos, right, you have to be there during office hours. Office hours, you have to work. So I think that was one of the biggest challenges we had.
And I still remember him in the office really going through all the quotes and telling, why is it so expensive? Why can't we do it ourselves? And then in the end, we can't do it because we are doing our work. We're in the event industry. So every weekend is our work time. So there's not really a lot of time for us to actually go to the unit and do it ourselves. And also timing. When we started investing that time, it was really good. So the market was, you know, going up like crazy and whatever we picked was okay. But after when it slowed down, we did not stop buying. And then suddenly we felt, hey, oh no, now we can't flip it anymore. So what are we going to do with it? And then comes the rental part. And then we found it so difficult to rent, you know, from choosing your tenant, from choosing the right furniture and getting everything all done. It takes time, it takes effort, and it takes a lot of things. Mm. It's very draining. Plus, you know, events, it's crazy.
And I also realized that there are a lot of different, very contradicting advice to a lot of property owners, especially if you want to rent out, right? It's very contradicting. Some will tell you that you shouldn't even furnish it. Mm. Some will tell you that you should do it up. Very nice. Some will tell you that you just go IKEA and buy some things and then get it over and done with. But most importantly, you know, then suddenly if you realize that there's really not much information being shared outside there. Mm. And there's no one actually teaching you how to do all this. And you realize that even the people giving you such advice, they may not actually know what's best. Because it's all based on gut feeling. It is all based on just market perception. And it's not based on facts or even past trends or historical records. I bought Regalia, one of the first small 500 square feet unit. My installment was around 2,000 plus. And at that time, I cannot afford. Actually, I buy property, I cannot afford to pay installment. So I need rental to actually pay for the property. And a lot of people tell me that the place can only rent out 1,000, 7,000 each. Which I totally did not believe at all, because if you really study options out there, right, the closest competitor was around 2,000 plus. I just refused to believe that people were telling me that I can rent 1,000. So we did. What I did was, instead of listening to the advice of just simply furnishing it, I actually put a lot of effort. I spent a lot of weekends after work just hunting for the right stuff to do it up nicely. But yet I didn't have a lot of budget to do it nicely, so I really focused on really important things. So after I did it, my first unit, I rented out in 2004. Mm. Which suddenly everyone was like, wow, I can rent out so high one. I think that's the thing that people don't understand. Is at the end of the day, purchases, especially when tenants, they're choosing a property to rent, right? It's emotional. That's the most important thing. And then they use logic to justify. This is number one. Number two is also about supply and demand. When supply is very limited when it comes to nicely done up units, that's when emotions come in. That's when you know you get to fetch a higher price because people are just emotional human beings.
Yes, that was the answer on how they started the makeover, guys. Hopefully, if you're an entrepreneur yourself, you'll find that interesting. If you have any feedback, please leave it down in the comment section below. But that is all for today's makeover podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.